Hey, Dr. Jess here, and welcome to The Conscious Practitioner. Now, this is the audio version of my newsletter, and it is made for wellness practitioners who love the work, but are tired of feeling overwhelmed, maybe even a bit burnt out, and want to build a practice you love. If you'd like to get the email version, you'll find a link in the show notes. Now, I didn't expect to come home from a software retreat feeling more human. That's exactly what happened. You see, last week I had the privilege to attend the Jane EMR Ambassador Retreat, and I thought I was showing up to a tech talk, maybe swap some best practices, eat a decent buffet dinner, you know, the usual stuff. Instead, I found myself in some of the most honest, soul-filling conversations I've had in a long time. And those conversations were with some of the most successful people I've ever known. Every single person I connected with felt deeply human. No performance, no pretension, just people who genuinely care about connection. Now, there were some great workshops, talks on business, on building networks, and how Jane is evolving in ways that really support practitioners, because, side note, they really are an amazing company. It's super rare to see a software company that is so genuinely committed to the well-being of its users. Just wow. But I digress. Now, some of these folks were wildly successful, like 4 million plus per year. Some had built thriving wellness centers. Others ran solo practices that were changing lives, had also taken on roles as educators, mentors, or coaches. And they were just as good at that, too. Some were longtime mentors, a few close friends, and several are helping shape the new business course that I've been building, something created for practitioners by practitioners. But the part that hit me hardest, it didn't happen in the workshops. It happened in the quiet conversations, the ones on morning walks, the ones tucked into a booth after dinner with just one or two people, or the ones while standing barefoot in the grass between sessions. And strangely, many of these conversations circled around the same quiet confession. It sounded something like this. Honestly, half the time, I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. Now, it wasn't imposter syndrome, and it wasn't full-on self-doubt. Just a subtle, persistent hum of, I'm just winging it and hoping for the best. Now, I'll be honest, I feel that way too. Way more often than I'd like to admit. But hearing it from people I admire and respect, hearing it from people who have built beautiful, successful, value-driven businesses, it was like a pressure valve being released. I could breathe again. So what's become more and more clear to me over this time is we're all solving problems that we've never seen before. Every day brings a different dragon, a new decision, a familiar fear or issue in a slightly fancier disguise. And maybe you've been feeling that too, that quiet ache of just figuring it out as you go. If so, here's what I want to say to you, gently and from the heart. You are not alone. There are people who have walked some version of your path before, who have faced similar crossroads, and they want to support you. Not out of ego, but because they remember what it's like to feel untethered, to feel what you might be feeling now. With a few very rare exceptions, most of the 50 plus people at the retreat, they'd shifted away from patient care to working with other practitioners. And they weren't doing this because they're burnt out. They're doing it because they love helping other practitioners who have built lives that they actually want to live and practices they love. So just a little reminder, you don't have to do this alone. Now, I'm here if you ever want to talk things out, and if I'm not the right person, I totally get it. but I almost certainly know someone who is. So don't hesitate to reach out. Take good care this week. And thanks, as always, for being here. Be well, my friend. And one more quick note before you go. This isn't a pitch, I promise. But if you are curious about Jane, check out the link in the show notes and you can get your first month free. They truly are one of the most thoughtful companies I've ever worked with.